how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to On Texas Football. Time for Roundup, brought to you by our friends at Allegiant Digital Marketing. I'm Bobby Burton, joined by Jerry Hamilton of On Texas Football. Jerry, over the weekend, on Saturday afternoon, the something that hadn't happened, you know, to my knowledge in ever, triplets are going to be Longhorns. The Coleman brothers, Isaiah, Jordan, and Devin, all committing to the Longhorns. It is 900 pounds of beef. Isaiah 6'2", 275. Jordan 6'5", 360. Devin 6'4", 315 pounds. That's a lot of guys. But in this wrap up, you know, you had a great interview with the trio there earlier on Saturday when they committed. I wanted to talk, Jerry, with you this time and really give a breakdown of each player, their strengths, their weaknesses in this roundup, if you don't mind. Let's start with what your overall thoughts are, though, before we go individually, about Texas and Kyle Flood picking up these three guys out of Cedar Hill.
Yeah, so I think of one of the big things there is Texas beat OU head-to-head for Jordan and Devin Coleman. They had visits scheduled to Oklahoma. I believe that's June 7th through 9th. So, I mean, look, those are two big wins over Oklahoma in the DFW area. In the powerhouse district, the District of Doom, as it's referred to, that Cedar Hill, DeSoto, Duncanville, Dallas Skyline, now Mesquite Horn and Lancaster, that district that produces more Division I players than any other district in the state of Texas right now. Three of the very best, but to Devin and Jordan now, where they had official visits to Oklahoma, and Bill Biedenball and Oklahoma wanted those guys, and so Texas beats Oklahoma for two of the top linemen in the DFW area. And the interesting thing for me, Bobby, with those guys is, you know, Jordan's played offensive line longer. We'll get into this. But Devin was more of a first-year player on the offensive line. But he showed his upside as a junior in a big way. And those guys are just two jumbo athletes that are they're coached well by Marcus Hutchins, former DeSoto and University of Texas offensive lineman. But they're a long way from reaching their ceiling at the same time. And Marcus Hutch will be the first one to tell you that. We've had him on Coffee and Football before, and he talked about him.
Yeah, you look at it, and Jordan Coleman, let's go ahead and start talking about him now. Jordan 6'5", 360, right? Yeah. Huge human being.
Not fat.
What's that?
Not fat, really. I mean, he's just a large human. I mean, yes. I don't know any other way to say it.
Got it. Look, he's the one that predicts or projects more as a tackle slash guard. Yes. Is that accurate? That's what he plays. They all three play different positions, obviously.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No! no one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yeah, no, I think he projects more to guard, but he's got right tackle frame, measurables, probably has the foot quickness to do it. The interesting thing there will be, you know, he'll get a try at tackle and guard at the next level. It's going to be up to him to see where he kind of fits at Texas. And we've seen this with guys like Jaden Chapman, right, who are already at Texas, even though he's not as large. Oh, boy, there he goes into the stands. But look, these guys play hard through the whistle. I mean, that's what they are. They're competitive. They compete against each other. Anybody saw that interview? It was a really good interview. You don't see it very often with three triplets that are all Division I players. He's physical. He loves the physicality of the game. And look, the one thing about Jordan, without getting into the technical part of it with him, he's battle-tested. I mean, he goes up against Colin Simmons. They go up against Alex January. Keelan Abrams, the edge linebacker that had five sacks against Duncanville. They go up against him in this district. So going up against the athleticism at the Power 5 level, he'll have seen more of that than just about any offensive lineman can leaving the high school ranks.
Yeah, it's impressive. I mean, all three of them are impressive in different ways. We're going to switch gears now and go over to Devin. I'm going to ask you questions about him as well. First, I want to say thank you to our sponsor. That's Allegiant Digital Marketing. Did you know that among the top nine challenges business owners face, the most difficult ones include finding customers, increasing brand awareness, digital advertising, and lead generation? What if I could point you to a local homegrown agency here in Austin that could solve those problems for your business once and for all? For more than 25 years, Allegiant Digital Marketing founder and CEO Chad Markham, a UT grad and instructor of the Digital Marketing Boot Camp here at UT Austin, has helped thousands of businesses overcome these challenges. Take advantage of their Hook'em Horn special and save up to $2,500 in advertising. Visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball to learn more today. Jerry, let's move forward. Jordan, probably the bluer of the blue chips of this group. Devin, though, highly ranked in his own right. Tell us a little bit more about him.
Yeah, I think he's a guy. I think Jordan and Devin will both rise in the rankings senior season. Devin's been a defensive lineman that Marcus Hutchins finally talked into, hey, all right, give this offensive line thing a chance. You got a chance to be a really good player. There you see him. He has that ability in space, right? I mean, he can play in space. He's 6'4", 6'4 and change, 315, 320, playing right guard here. Again, been a defensive lineman. This was really his first year playing offensive line seriously, and he still played snaps at defensive line. So, and he said he needed to work on his stamina. I'm here to tell you, I mean, it's pretty good for his size and his age, and he's just a guy that wants to get better. But he's got good feet, good bend, that ability to bend at the knees, and a really good hip explosion there. And he's just a guy that's a really good athlete playing on the interior of the offensive line. He isn't even close to reaching his ceiling. The question there is, you know, look, he's going to play guard, but he can also play center. I mean, there's some similarities in personality with him and Daniel Cruz, the way they attack football, kind of more of an alpha male type of personality. Those guys, if they can play the center position, tend to be really good at it. A guy that's not scared to, you know, tell somebody else, hey, we got to, you know, you missed your assignment. Here's what you got to do. He could line up people. He could make the calls. I mean, he's that type of guy. So will he play guard? Will he play center? That'll be determine long term. But again, the similar to here's the thing, the similar to Jordan Bobby, these guys are battle tested in this district. I mean, he goes up, he's a physical player playing in a fast district that's also physical, that produced two state champions and a third regional finalist in Cedar Hill last year. So realistically, it's three of the top five 6A teams in the state in the same district last year, and they went 10-4. So he plays against really good athletes. And there you see, too, he's so young in the game. The sky's kind of the limit for him, and I don't think anybody really knows how good he can be, but I think you know what he has. He has a lot of things you can't teach.
Got it. It's interesting with Jordan and Devin. A lot of Texas fans knew that Texas had offered those two a scholarship. They did not know as much about Isaiah, defensive lineman out of Cedar Hill, undersized compared to the other two, 1.65, 360, the other 6'4ish, 315. But Isaiah himself, 6'2 plus, 270, 275 pounds. He had some Division I offers, but elected to go and be with his brothers at the University of Texas. Tell people a little bit more about him as we watch some footage here.
Yeah, the funny thing is he always says the first triplet's always the smallest. Well, 6'2", 275 is the smallest in this case. But look, he is a motor guy. Look, and he has to be. Look at his brothers, how big they are. You get pushed around. But here's the thing. He understands leverage. He plays both sides of the ball as well, but he's a defensive lineman. And here you see him, again, plays in that tremendous district, but he understands leverage. He gets off blocks. What's interesting about him, he could have gone to UTSA, SMU, Tulsa, a lot of these places, and I think he would have been a really good player there. And here's the interesting thing. He may be about as good of a walk-on, preferred walk-on, as you can get at the Power 5 level and at Texas, because this is not the normal guy that you get as a PWO. This is a legitimate FBS player, American Conference type of player, who knows how good he can be because he's driven in a different way.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on.
Crunch Island. He's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
But he's got enough arm length. Anybody that saw the interview knows how competitive he is. He loves the violence of football. And look there. Look how low he plays. I mean, he understands leverage. He's got good quickness. He can change direction. This is a solid preferred walk-on that I wouldn't shock me, Bobby, if one day, you know, by year three, four, he didn't play his way into a scholarship. It wouldn't shock me because he's driven in that family. And he has two brothers who are high-level recruits. So normally you talk about the kid on the high school team that works really hard, that has a chip on his shoulder because some of the other kids are more highly recruited. Well, these guys are three really tight brothers. But Isaiah watched his older brothers go through more of a higher-level recruiting process. That gives – if you have the right mindset, that gives you quite the positive chip on your shoulder if you're a competitor, which he is.
You want to prove it. You know, you want to prove to everybody else you belong just as much as anybody else. That's the good stuff there from Jerry on the Coleman brothers. I want to mention this. I went back and looked at it. the last time I remember, not just, I don't ever remember triplets signing or committing to the University of Texas. I do remember three brothers playing at Texas, and that's Earl and his brother, and Earl Campbell and his brothers. And that was back in the 1970s.
Yeah.
And so I go back and I've thought about this. I can't think of another time where three brothers have played at Texas, much less triplets. So in all of Texas football history, that's actually saying a little something.
Bobby, I've never covered, in 20 plus years in the industry, I've never covered triplets that were all legitimate Division I football players in the same sport, right? That's a extreme rarity, and I'm not sure it's actually happened before. We have to do a lot of research to find triplets who are legitimate Division I football players.
That's just crazy to me. All right, before we go forward, one thing I want to mention is two of these three, Devin and Jordan, play offensive line.
Yes.
Okay. And as part of this roundup conversation, I want to ask you now, Jerry, from a macro perspective, where Texas sits on the offensive line, because those two commitments come on the heels of a pledge from Jackson Christian the week before, the offensive lineman out of Port Neches Groves. So that puts Texas at three of those spots. You've got John Mills. You've got Michael Fasusi. Nick Brooks still out there. Some think maybe Ryan Haywood. There are a couple of other guys still out there. Where do you see Texas really going with these last two or three spots?
Yeah, so I think Michael Fasusi, obviously, at tackle. And then I think you have Nick Brooks, and you have Lamont Rogers also in the picture. And you mentioned John Mills. John Mills is could commit to Texas today as well. I think all four of those guys are where the final two spots are going to come from. Maybe three spots, who knows, right? I mean, that's up to Steve Sarkisian. Because when we talk about Devin Coleman, he's a guard or center, right? Jordan Coleman is a tackle or guard. Jackson Christian's a guard. John Mills is a right tackle or guard. Then you have your surefire tackles there in Michael Fasusi, Nick Brooks, and Lamont Rogers. Chances are Texas, if John Mills doesn't go to Texas, I'd be a little surprised. I think Texas has led for a while. He has a lot of family connections to Washington. Fasusi, I think, comes down to Texas and Texas A&M, not totally ruling Oklahoma out, but I think Texas may have a little edge there right now. We'll see what happens. The June visits are going to tell you the story on Fasusi. Nick Brooks, I'm telling you, maybe 50-50 with Georgia. Now, it's easy to say that, then Georgia closes him out next weekend, but, you know, we'll see what happens with some of Georgia's class. Does Juan Gaston from Westlake commit to Georgia at the same position? We'll see. Does that have any effect? And then Lamont Rogers, a bit of a wild card. I've heard Missouri's a sleeper there. Texas A&M, LSU also in the picture. But I think Texas is right there for all these guys, and I think it's going to be a tremendous offensive line class. There's two questions that go with it, though. Is Texas going to get two true tackles out of the class, and are they actually going to go to six in the offensive line class? Those are the things that remain to be seen.
So basically, right now, you look at Jordan, and he's a guy that can be tackle or guard. Devin more guard or center, and then you're saying the true tackles, at least as you see it right now, the ones that are gonna play tackle no matter what are Fasusi, Brooks, and Lamont Rogers.
Correct.
Right? And then John Mills might be guard tackle as well.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. And so you're wondering, are they going to be able to get two true tackles out of this group? And then beyond that, they've already got three commitments. Are they going to go five or six along the offensive front?
That's the question. Because the reality, Bobby, is let's talk about that. Texas only signed three in the 24 class. They're looking at losing quite a bit. They did have one transfer out in Peyton Kirkland. The odds are that somebody else will transfer out between now and next spring, right? I mean, it gets to a point where they have so much depth. They have so many good players on the offensive line. A couple of guys are going to opt, I mean, to go other places. And that doesn't mean they're not really good players. So I think some of this has to play out. But it's not hard to look at it and say, could you stretch the line class to six? Because it's such a great year in state. And then combined with what you could lose off the field after the 24 season, could somebody else transfer out and you only took three last year? Not out of the question. You know it's going to be five, but the question is, could it stretch to six? We'll see.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away!
Throw our last Crunch Berry!
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yeah, it's interesting because you look at the guys that are expected to be gone. Kelvin Banks, even though he's only a junior. Jake Majors, you know, definitely going to be gone. Hayden Connor, most likely. And then, you know, DJ Campbell and Cam Williams, both of whom could be gone with excellent years. And so all of a sudden you're looking at six or seven guys leaving the program as opposed to just four or five or even three at some level. And the numbers start looking a lot different along the offensive front. And Kyle Flood doesn't have the depth that he really wants. And that's an important thing to watch. All right, before we get going here, I want to say thank you one more time to our sponsor. Are you a business owner who struggles with the following? Finding new customers, consistent leads, finding marketing services to promote your business that actually work. Founder and CEO Chad Markham with Allegiant Digital Marketing, an Austin-based advertising agency, has helped thousands of business owners just like you for more than 25 years conquer these same challenges. So if you are ready to start making money in your business and grow with confidence, visit allegiantdigital.com/ontexasfootball and get a free marketing plan. Plus, you can save up to $2,500 in advertising with their Hook 'em Horns special today. Give Chad and his group a shout or visit them. allegiantdigital.com/ontexasfootball for that $2,500 special offer. Jerry, finishing up this roundup for the week of that was last week. Anything that we're looking forward to right now, is it primarily really the June 1st big camp, elite camp? And then it's all of these official visits coming in June too, right?
Yeah, I think that's it. I mean, look, the question coming into elite camp, which is on June 1st, is it going to be Dia Bell, the quarterback from American Heritage and Plantation, Florida, South Florida, son of Rajah Bell, former longtime NBA player, who A.J. Milwee went and watched throw May 20th. He made an unofficial visit with his father during the spring football in March. Or is it going to be Troy Hoon, quarterback out of San Marcos, California, Southern California, their Mission Hills High. Both those guys, first-year starters as sophomores, both very talented signal callers, a high four-star guys that will probably be ranked top 50 in the country overall. Which of those two guys is Steve Sarkisian going to push for at the end of this June 1 camp? Because I think it's coming. I think there's going to be decision made there. I think they're going to compete. Troy Hoon's been on campus two or three times as well. Obviously works with Danny Hernandez, who Steve Sarkisian has a long history with there, a guy who trains quarterbacks in the SoCal area. Which of those guys is going to be? A.J. Milwee want to watch both in May for final time. Now, in just a few days, they're going to be in Austin, and they're going to throw in DKR with Steve Sarkisian and A.J. Milwee sitting there watching and talking about it. They're going to watch them interact with the players, the other campers. So I think that's the big thing coming out of the June 1st elite camp. And the reason I say that is K.J. Lacy committed at elite camp last year. And now we're not guaranteeing one of those guys is going to commit at elite camp, but I think we're guaranteeing we know which way this thing may be going at the end of the elite camp. So that'll be interesting. And then the June official visits. Does Texas get anybody else off a timeline before the 14th through 16th, 21st through 23rd official visits? Texas has a few guys coming on the 7th through 9th. But The question is, some of those later June guys, do all those guys stay on the same timeline? As of right now, it looks like they likely will, but we're not going to rule out maybe one or two guys coming off the timelines after they get a visit or two under their belt here the next couple of weekends.
Last couple of comments. You mentioned that guys that could be making decisions soon. One of them is James Simon, the running back out of Shreveport. Yes. He announces on Wednesday. That is a young man that Texas right now is expected to corral at some level. He has not made that public yet, but we feel Longhorns in really good shape there, along with the guy recruiting him, Tashard Choice. But Jerry, last person I want to mention is someone that you put up on the message board on Saturday afternoon and talking about a guy that is new. We talked about Texas having 44 official visitors. Well, now they have 45. It's a young man that not many people in Texas are familiar with. His name is Javion Hilson. He's committed to Florida State, but he's one of the nation's top defensive end prospects. Tell folks about him and his visit upcoming to Texas that we didn't know about, 24 hours ago, 48 hours.
Yeah. So interesting guy. Texas went by and watched him in May. Obviously, when they were he's in Cocoa High, right by Melbourne, where Brandon Brown went. They actually played together freshman year at O'Galley. Then Javion Hilson transferred over to Cocoa High. He's committed to Florida State, 6'4", 225 in that area code, played both offense and defensive line at some point, but has transitioned all full-time to defensive line, obviously. His frame hasn't really continued to fill out. Very very active player, had 90-plus tackles. They played a full 15-game season there. Cocoa's very good under that coaching staff. But played 15-game season, had about 24 tackles for loss, about 14 sacks. But he's got Florida coming up May 31st through June 2nd. He's got UCF the 7th through 9th. He's got Texas 7th through 9th, UCF the 14th through
6th. How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
16th and FSU, where he's committed, gets the last visit on the 21st through 23rd. So long shot, yes. But again, Texas continues to go buy more schools in Florida. They're really and I love the areas they're concentrating on, Bobby. It's the Southwest Corridor. It's IMG up to Tampa, even down to Port Charlotte where Myron Charles is. Then it's Orlando. Then it's that Space Coast. Then it's Jacksonville. Now in 26, Dia Bell's different. He's a quarterback. Texas isn't going to recruit a lot, Dade Broward. So I think they're staying in the areas that they can have success in. And Javion Hilson, one of the top edge prospects, he's a wild card. I think it's a long shot for Texas, but here's the reality. They got him coming in for a visit. And you can't flip a guy if you never have the official visit. So Texas is bringing Javion Hilson from Cocoa High in for an official visit. He's committed to FSU. FSU is the favorite to retain him, but Florida won't make it easy. And then you have Texas the next week. So you got two schools that'll chip away at Florida State a little bit. And I think this is more of a feeling out official visit for Texas too, okay? Because he hasn't been on campus. This will be a first official visit. So I think he's a talented guy. Texas went by in May. He showed some interest. They're going to bring him in for this official. One of his teammates, a receiver, Javon Boggs, actually went with a 7-on-7 team and visited Texas in March. I think had some positive things to say. Texas had already lightly contacted Hilson for a while, right? I mean, knowing him from having Brandon Brown committed nearby. But I think it's more of a feeling out and seeing where things are at than it is a reality that Texas could flip him right now. But again, I love the more guys from Florida that Texas brings in, the better. Those kids will leave the state. You can get really good players out of Florida, especially along that defensive front in those corridor areas.
Florida and California.
There it is.
Come together. Texas, Steve Sarkisian doing his work. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks again to our partner, AllegiantDigitalMarketing.com. For Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. Watch for the winning drive later today. Hook 'em.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Sean LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.